Chapter 18. The old Chevy was still idling, patiently. The road was still empty. But they ran. They ran, and they flung the truck's doors open and dumped themselves inside. Vaughn slammed the transmission into gear and hit the gas. They didn't say a word until they thumped back over the Hope town line 8 long minutes later.
"Now you're really a citizen with a problem," Vaughn said, "aren't you? The despair cops might be dumb, but they're still cops. Buzzards show them a dead guy. They find the dead guy's tracks. They find a second set of tracks that shows some other guy caught up with the dead guy along the way. They find signs of a whole lot of falling down and rolling around. They're going to want a serious talk with the other guy. You can bet on that."
"So why didn't they follow my tracks forward?"
"Because they know where you were going. There's only Hope or Kansas. They want to know where you started. And what are they going to find?"
"A massive loop, buried power bar wrappers, and empty water bottles if they look hard enough." Vaughn nodded at the wheel.
"Clear physical evidence of a big guy with big feet and long legs, who paid a planned clandestine visit the night after they threw a big guy with big feet and long legs out of town."
"Plus one of the deputies saw me."
"You sure?"
"We talked."
"Terrific."
"The dead guy died of natural causes."
"You sure? You felt around in the dark. They're going to put that boy in a slab."
"I'm not in despair anymore. You can't go there, they can't come here."
"Small departments don't work homicides, you idiot. We call in the state police, and the state police can go anywhere in Colorado, and the state police get cooperation anywhere in Colorado. And you're in my logbook from yesterday. I couldn't deny it, even if I wanted to."
"You wouldn't want to?"
"I don't know anything about you, except that I'm pretty sure you beat on a deputy in despair. You practically admitted that to me. Who knows what else you did?"
"I didn't do anything else." Vaughn said nothing. Reacher asked, "What happens next?"
"Always better to get out in front of a thing like this. You should call in and volunteer information."
"No."
"Why not?"
"I was a soldier. I never volunteer for anything."
"Well, I can't help you. It's out of my hands. It was never in my hands."
"You could call," Reacher said. "You could call the state police and find out what their thinking is."
"Oh, they'll be calling us soon enough."
"So let's get out in front, like you said. Early information is always good." Vaughn didn't reply to that, just lifted off the gas and slowed as they hit the edge of town. The hardware guy had his door open and was piling his stuff on the sidewalk. He had some kind of a trick stepladder that could be put in about 8 different positions. He had set it up like a painter's platform, good for reaching second-story walls. Vaughn made a right on the next block, and then a left, past the back of the diner. The streets were broad and pleasant, and the sidewalks had trees. She pulled into a marked-off parking space outside a low brick building. The building could have been a suburban post office, but it wasn't. It was the Hope Police Department. It said so, in aluminum letters neatly fixed to the brick. Vaughn shut off the engine, and Reacher followed her down a neat brick path to the police station's door. The door was locked. The station was closed. Vaughn used a key from her bunch and said,
"The desk guy gets in at 9.
Inside, the place still looked like a post office. Dull, worn, institutional, bureaucratic, but somewhat friendly, accessible, oriented toward service. There was a public inquiry counter and a space behind it with 2 desks, a watch commander's office behind a solid door in the same corner a postmaster's would be. Vaughn stepped past the counter and headed for a desk that was clearly hers. Efficient and organized, but not intimidating. There was an old model computer front and center, and a console telephone next to it. She opened a drawer and found a number in a book. Clearly, contact between the Hope PD and the state police was rare. She didn't know the number by heart.
She dialed the phone and asked for the duty desk and identified herself and said, "We have a missing person inquiry?" "Male, Caucasian, approximately 20 years of age, 5'8", 140. Can you help us with that?" Then she listened briefly, and her eyes flicked left and then right, and she said, "We don't have a name." She was asked another question, and she glanced right and said, "Can't tell if he's dark or fair. We're working from a black-and-white photograph. It's all we have." Then there was a pause. Reacher saw her yawn. She was tired. She had been working all night. She moved the phone a little ways from her ear, and Reacher heard the faint tap of a keyboard in the distant state office. Denver, maybe, or Colorado Springs. Then a voice came back on, and Vaughn clamped the phone tight, and Reacher didn't hear what it had to say. Vaughn listened, then said, "Thank you." Then she hung up. "Nothing to report. Apparently despair didn't call it in."
"Natural causes," Reacher said. "They agreed with me." Vaughn shook her head.
"They should have called it in anyway. An unexplained death out in open country? That's at least a county matter, which means it would show up on the state police system about a minute later."
"So why didn't they call it in?"
"I don't know. But that's not our problem."
Reacher sat down at the other desk. It was a plain, government-issue piece of furniture with steel legs and a thin 6x3 fiberboard top, laminated with a printed plastic approximation of rosewood or koa. There was a modesty panel and a 3-drawer pedestal bolted to the right-hand legs. The chair had wheels and was covered with gray tweed fabric. Military police furniture had been different. The chairs had been covered with vinyl. The desks had been steel. Reacher had sat behind dozens of them all over the world. The views from his windows had been dramatically different, but the desks had been all the same. Their contents, too. Files full of dead people and missing people. Some mourned, some not. He thought of Lucy Anderson, called Lucky by her friends, the night before in the diner. He recalled the way she had wrung her hands. He looked across at Vaughn and said, "It is our problem." "Kind of. The kid might have people worried about him." Vaughn nodded, went back to her book. Reacher saw her flip forward from C for Colorado State Police to D for Despair Police Department. She dialed, and he heard a loud reply in her ear, as if physical proximity made for more powerful electrical current in the wires. She ran through the same faked inquiry. Missing person, Caucasian male, about 20, 5'8", 140, no name, coloring unclear because of a monochrome photograph. There was a short pause, and then a short reply. Vaughn hung up.
"Nothing to report. They never saw such a guy."